Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Everybody was shocked that Nick's on time. Not
5 minutes early.
Oh, early.
5 minutes ahead.
It wasn't 5 minutes. It was about 3 minutes.
Yes.
No,
it was
five of the hour. He walked in.
Five of the hour. I think I need to start thinking about what it sounds like on the podcast, though. I need to consider, like, whatever. They've got 8.5 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
From when that last segment starts.
That's right.
So it's not going to sound like I'm on time if you're listening to this segment and I jump in 2-3 minutes into it.
It doesn't, because that means you're late.
Right. <Yeah.
laughs> But you also quit your other gig.
I did.
And you were on vacation last week like the rest of us, and you went away. I saw you were down in the COVID lakes, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so you guys picture that T-shirt.
But you're vaccinated. What's the T-shirt say?
It said,
oh, you did send a T-shirt.
It said Lake of the Ozarks because everybody else requires a mask.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, can't wait to eat at this restaurant.
That's what the T-shirt said?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't see anybody wearing them.
Well, if you're vaccinated, well, there are a lot of unvaccinated people down there, I'm sure. But they're in the hospital, so a lot of them.
They were at the condos we were staying at. Right. We overheard and talked to some people who were there who were healthcare workers.
Right.
Said that it's worse. They're seeing younger patients
yes.
and more deaths than they have yep. the entire time.
Yep.
And then there were people that so they were with this dude who you could make out the Chiefs tattoo through like his sea of back hair.
Right.
And they were hanging out with a couple younger kids and their family, and they're like, "We haven't got the shot." And he's like, "I'll take you tomorrow." And I was like, "Oh, wow. Hairy back Chiefs tattoo guy."
Yeah.
Surprise.
Well, Republican. Well, I mean, I'm not going to pat anybody on the back now. But they're you get the vaccine. Well, you know, we should have told them that day one. I mean, these dumbasses, Trump got the vaccine.
All these people have it.
I know. I mean, everybody on Fox News has it. They won't answer the question, but they have it, and they're still in the air telling people, especially the Fox and Friends, some stuff coming out of their mouths. I'm sorry. I saw the Fox.
The Fox effect?
The Fox effect in real time. It scares me. You know, it's sad, actually. It's sad. What's up, Craig? Hi, Nick. Good party. Good week. I saw your photos look like you had a good
week. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right.
It is. It's like, got to the point where, like, the bottom of my stomach, like, across the whole thing, where I'd be like, oh, you know, tequila sunrise. Yeah. And then be like, oh, again.
Like, yeah, I drank a lot.
That's too much drinking.
I drank, too much. And there's a lot of articles about drinking too much is not good for you.
Barely.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the case.
Yeah.
One of the last times we'd gone down there, we went to, like, it's not around here, Steak and Shake we ate there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then, like, my brother-in-law and I and my father-in-law all just felt like we were dying.
Yeah.
Just, like, if something was in the food.
Oh, was in the food.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then my oldest son, he's like, maybe it's from all the drinking you guys were doing.
Man. No,
it's not.
No,
that.
Like, it's not it.
I'm like, you have no idea how much I drank then.
Yeah.
That was a lot, but that wasn't, like...
What I noticed about the end, because when I'm at my back east, I was, drinking every day. I went to a wedding, and I drank some friends. I drank at my sister's house all the time. You guys have been there, blah, blah, blah. I'll catch you before you do it.
Right.
So we drank a lot, just a lot. I drank volumes. We just always ended up back at my sister's house and just drinking. So Saturday night, my wife and I went out, and we went to dinner. And the kids came with us, but they drove separately, and they don't want to hang out with us after that, obviously. So I had a couple vodka martinis. My problem at the end of the week, and you mentioned this too, Nick, before, is even when in regular times when I'm not on vacation, I still get hangovers. And you mentioned how you get worried when you don't have a hangover.
Yeah.
And that's the worry, right. That is the worry. So I had a couple of...
That you have too much tolerance?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, my body's okay with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I had a couple of vodka martinis. And then my wife and I wanted to just go. We went to this bar down where our new station is going to be, our new radio station. We walk into this bar, and it's an old ex-coach, used to coach my kids' teams, and he's a cop, and I know the guy. And he's sitting at the – he's off duty with a buddy. So we actually end up sitting next to them, and they're drinking old fashions. So I have about two or three beers, and I keep looking down. The whiskey looks really good. It just looks good. And I found out during vacation I can mix more alcohol than I thought I could without because that's the rule.
That's just what you need.
They've told us, though. They've told us that. Remember, you and I always say that you can't mix, but Craig's done these stories. It's just the alcohol. It's not about mixing. Now, sometimes sugary drinks can mess you up. So I'm thinking, man, I want one of those. So I don't want an old fashioned. I want a Manhattan. So I drank two Manhattans. So I had two martinis, a bunch of beer, two Manhattans. My wife drives home, obviously, because she wasn't drinking hardly. And I wake up in the morning, Sunday morning, and I'm like, I'm fine. And I'm thinking, whoa.
I shouldn't be.
I should not be fine. Not with that mixture of alcohol, not with that, you know. And I wouldn't even buzz. She even said to me, you weren't even drunk last night. I said, I know. That's why
on the outside.
That's why. Right. Well, no, yeah. I mean, legally I was drunk, but on the outside is what.
Did she say that like she was proud of you?
No.
Just an observation.
I was kind of proud. I'm like, I'm not drunk, you know.
She wasn't handing out Gold Star though.
So I didn't drink yesterday because I got to try out, man.
I found a way, Nick, to make that bottle of vodka go just a couple more days.
Okay.
What you do is you go to the hotel bar and have a couple of cocktails.
Yes.
And then go back to the
good idea.
And your vodka lasts that much longer.
That's brilliant, Todd. And hotels, I love hotel bars. They're like one of my favorite things.
I stayed at a couple of the motor hotel types.
Okay.
And then, you know, there was a restaurant nearby. So
got it.
I would just walk over to the restaurant, have a couple of cocktails.
Like
there.
Drunks do.
I love the motor hotel.
What's a motor hotel?
That's what you
your
just,
door opens to the outside.
Oh, okay.
You park right by your room.
I always thought that was a motel.
That's what it's called, a motel.
Oh.
I call them the motor hotel.
Okay, well, that's why it's called a motel.
I see. Well, it's nice. You can keep an eye on your car the whole time.
No, you don't have to go to an elevator. You don't have to go to a lobby.
It's also cheaper mice run in there.
You just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. That's why I don't do those.
What I stayed in was circa 1977.
Holy hell.
Wood paneling. And it smelled a little musty.
Yeah, you could tell. I like clean hotels, man. You got money, too. You're a cheap ass.
Yeah, they used to smoke in that room, you could tell, years ago. No, but they cleaned
it up. Did you blacklight it?
They cleaned it up. It was clean.
They blacklighted after you, I should say.
We stayed in one of those on our golfing trip, and there were some shadows outside the window as I was trying to go to sleep, slasher films were coming into my head.
Were the rooms as nasty as our Grand Island room?
No.
That's one of the nastiest rooms I've ever been in. Yeah.
No, I stayed in another motor hotel that had just been fixed.
Motel. That's why they're called motels. The motel. Motor hotels are called motels.
Where you pull right in. That's what I'm talking
Thank
about.
Thank you, Nick.
And they had just redid it. And it was very clean. It was nice. It didn't smell.
Okay.
Right. It was great.
I think it'd be kind of fun. Last time I stayed in one of those was with Richard after a show.
That's different. Two guys saving money.
Yeah,
right?
But it was like the only place we could in this town. But they've got those little like triangle paper things on the end table or nightstand or whatever.
Right.
There was weed underneath it.
Really?
Yeah, when we got there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was great.
They forgot?
Yeah.
Stoner forgot?
So we smoked that and then we left some of our own for the next people.
Pay it forward.
Yep.
I like it.
I do like that.
Yeah. I was in Illinois.
You laced the stuff you left, though, right? You laced it.
Yeah, the state of Illinois for several minutes before I realized that,
you're in Illinois?
Legal weed here in Illinois.
Oh, did you go find a store?
I stopped in Rockford on the way up. And then I just had to drop it in the amnesty box at the Wisconsin border.
You know, I spelled weed.
It's not legal in Wisconsin.
Good job. Good job.
Can't take it into Wisconsin.
I think what they should do is have like little lockers you could rent at the border.
Yeah.
And you just put your stash in there and then get it on the way back. But I wasn't coming back.
Yeah, like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
I smelled weed in the metro in D.C. I also smelled weed walking through the city. And it's legal to have it and possess it there. It's not they don't sell it yet. But, I just smelled it in the air a couple times.
Oh, the horror.
I know, all the horror. Exactly, Craig. Yeah. Right.
Here's how they do that. Because met up with a buddy of mine in Minneapolis. His daughter lives in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And what they can do is make a delivery, and you can make a donation. Because legally, they can't sell it there, but you can possess it.
Yeah.
Can you grow it?
You can grow it, too, in D.C., okay. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then when you
want to do that, but, yeah.
When you give it to somebody, right. They give you a donation.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's just a little money for their time.
Not for the weed.
No, it's for their time.
That would be illegal.
Between two consenting adults. It's basically the same rule as an escort.
Yeah.
Do you leave a half bottle of lotion left back in your hotel for the next guest? There you go.
No, they
pay
used all that.
Pay it forward.
After a 15-year battle, the family of entertainer James Brown has reached a settlement.
By the way, James Brown, plus was at the, you'll see in the documentary, was at Woodstock 99.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
Was he?
Yep.
Is that documentary out now?
It's great. Yes. I watched it over the weekend. It just shows how horrible people were at that event and how bad it was run. It was just, it's brutal, but it's a good, really good watch. So James Brown,
the godfather of soul, died at the age of 73, Christmas Day 2006. Courts have estimated his estate to be worth anything from $5 million to more than $100 million. Family members fought over his remains for more than 2 months, leaving his body still inside a gold casket sitting in cold storage in a funeral home back in the day.
Didn't he lay in state at their beach house for like a week? Yeah, 2 months. Just laid there, shellacked in a beach house.
He was eventually buried in Beach Island, South Carolina, at the home of one of his daughters. They wanted to turn the home into a shrine for James Brown, similar to Graceland and Elvis Presley, but that never got off the ground.
Wonder if she's married. Hey, can we bury Dad in the backyard?
It's going to make money, maybe, yeah.
Last year, the South Carolina Supreme Court ruled that Tommy Ray Heine, the former partner who claimed to be James Brown's wife, had not been legally married to James Brown and therefore did not have a right to his estate.
Yeah, he had a crazy life, that dude.
Okay, so
yeah, he did.
I had to look this up. It was the Friday of Woodstock 99.
Right.
James Brown was on the East stage. Okay. There was an East stage and a West stage.
Right.
And that same day, on the bill on that stage with James Brown were Bush, Korn, The Offspring, Sheryl Crow, DMX, Live, Jamiroquai, G-Love and Special Sauce, and James Brown.
Wow.
One of these things does not fit.
Yep.
It's James Brown.
Well, they talk about that show. Well, you gotta watch the documentary. You guys watch it, and we'll discuss it off the air. It's pretty good.
I think it'd be cool if James Brown was on any lineup.
Right. Oh, yeah, he was great.
Brooks and Dunn and James Brown. Popcorn!
You had me at Jamiroquai.
I know. Apparently he sucked live.
I mean, the Roots and George Clinton were on the other stage.
Right.
I mean, maybe throw him over there. You know, might have fit in a little better.
It was white frat boys everywhere. Molesting girls with their tops hanging off. That's basically what you'll get when you watch it.
Oof.
Yeah, it was brutal. Remember the fires and everything else? And you go back and relive it on the documentary.
I remember the fires.
Yeah, the fires. And
that's on Hulu?
No,
HBO.
HBO.
You
know, yeah. It's called Music Box for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe that's the name of
the title.
It's
a series. It's going to be a series. Is the first, first one.
If you look in the DVR, it's called Music Box. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the other ones going to be about?
I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah.
Music.
In a box.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Box music.
It's as obvious as Motel, isn't it?
Yeah. I see some cows and some pastures on the way there.
Oh, yeah. You're still going to think that's what it was. It wasn't Louis Pasteur at all.
Nah, it can't be.
Sturgis Motorcycle Rally happens in a couple of weeks.
I was a spreader last year, remember?
Yeah, some people who believe in it are worried about that again.
Yeah.
Pussies.
Oh, there'll be unvaccinated bikers up there.
Oh,
of course there
certainly.
Will. Holy hell.
Of course there
I'm
will
I'm sure about
be.
Half the bikers are probably vaccinated and the other half not. It might be less than that.
Nah, 50-50 sounds like a good guess.
I know some bikers that are vaccinated.
Couldn't they just put some of the vaccine in their injectable drugs?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. But nah, you know what's in there? Somebody was talking about, one of their friends was bitching about not getting it. And while she was bitching about not getting it, she was actually smoking a cigarette and drinking two Diet Cokes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Two?
She was drinking the whole time, Diet Cokes, and smoking cigarettes, bitching about not getting the vaccine.
Double fist in the Diet Cokes?
Because she said she doesn't know what's in it. You know what's in nicotine? I know, Craig.
I do not know all the hundreds and thousands of things that are in a cigarette.
Nope.
I just don't.
No,
a lot of them aren't good, from what I understand.
Yeah.
That's what you hear.
The vaccines help you.
That's what you hear.
Yep.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Kanye West is apparently living in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Do they know it?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, like, yeah.
he
showed up at the soccer game. Showed up at the soccer game, just hanging out.
Yeah, I saw pictures of him walking around in the middle of the crowd.
He got that from Baker Mayfield and his wife. They live in the stadium in Cleveland.
Exactly. TMZ says he moved into the stadium to put the finishing touches on his album.
It's a football stadium, not a recording studio.
They've crafted a studio space, living quarters, and even have a chef to prepare his meals inside the stadium.
Can you get Chick-fil-A on a Sunday?
Nope.
Nobody can.
Yeah.
Oh, they eat homos, too.
But they have a Chick-fil-A in the stadium.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And they waste their days on Sunday. When the Falcons are playing, they play
on a Sunday.
Right.
And usually they do because they suck and they're not going to get any primetime games.
It's still a Sunday.
You can't get a Chick-fil-A if it's a Sunday.
Kanye can get a Chick-fil-A.
You think so?
Because his Chick-fil-A is open. It's not for the public. So, you know, it's not really open.
That's right.
That would be such a weird place to live.
Well,
I hear noises at my house.
It's
like,
Kanye.
What the hell is that?
Did you see
the stadium?
It's on a documentary. Maybe it is a documentary. Look it up, Push. There was a guy that lived in Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia for a year, and nobody knew it. He claims he lived there, and they believe him. He found an area of the stadium. Apparently, he was working there or something. Mm-hmm. And he found an area of the stadium and put a cot in there, and was just hidden away and lived there for the whole year. So when the games were when the Phillies and the Eagles were not playing, they both played in the same stadium at the time, Bet Stadium in Philadelphia. He would he'd ride his bike around the stadium. He didn't get caught, and he finally just moved out, and then told people later on he lived there for a year. And there's proof they think he was telling the truth.
That would be cool.
So he said when games would happen, he would just walk out of the room and just hang out. Because he was in the stadium already.
Yeah, you don't need a ticket to get in.
Right,
you
right.
lived there.
There was a way he sneaked in too, and I forgot how he said that. But a big stadium like that, you probably found a way to get in somehow. But he lived there a whole year. You find out it might have been 30-30. It might have been. I saw it on ESPN.
He had to come and go, didn't he?
He did come and go, but he lived there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's carrying groceries into the stadium.
He put a book out.
Yeah, he put a book out.
He put a book out. The Secret Apartment, Vet Stadium, A Surreal Memoir.
Right.
Tom Garvey.
79, maybe? I think it's when the year he lived
there. I haven't read that far down.
Yeah, but there was a little story about him.
Yeah.
It
says...
was it on Real Sports?
Back then.
It was on Real Sports.
Security was a little more lax.
Yes, 1970.
The apartment was active between 79 and 81.
Right. Both the Eagles and the Phillies played there. So he would just walk out and hang out during games.
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool. But you're right. At night, spooky.
Oh, totally.
You know?
It's a little creek.
I'm guessing Kanye's not alone.
No.
He's probably never
alone.
No,
I saw the picture of his new woman. She's a hot piece of ass.
And he probably couldn't even hear the creaking.
Surprise, I know. I thought he'd be dating some pig.
Man, how does he get that?
Speaking of pigs.
Yeah.
this is a bad segue.
I was afraid of that, actually.
No, I turned my TV off yesterday, and it must have been on a movie channel. So when I turned it back on last night, Shallow Hal began. I can't believe that movie was even made.
You couldn't make it now.
2001. The very beginning of that scene, Jack Black is driving down the road, and he sees a hot Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, we all know the premise. For some reason, he thinks she's hot, but she's a big, fat girl. She is. I mean, the movie's harsh. And she's in there picking up a pair of panties, and she's looking at the panties, and they're really big panties. And his opening line was, he goes, hey, what are you buying those for? They're too big for you. Because he thinks she's hot. That movie is so brutal. I think she apologized for it, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, we all laughed, and I started to laugh, and I thought, man, this is weird.
Oh, they thought they were being poignant at the time.
It was, I think you're right. They thought,
total eye of the beholder stuff.
Right. I think they tried. But his whole opening line, he says, I thought you're going to use those panties for a sail. Do you have a boat? and then watching it, knowing that her body is, she's a big girl in real life, all the lines were just horrible.
So he can see past who she really is and find true love.
That's how the movie was couched, and I think that's how we all watched it along with the comedy. But 20 years later, which it is, it's like, whoa, it's brutal.
Gwyneth Paltrow calls it a disaster.
Yeah, right.
And it's still out there.
Oh, it's still
sure.
It was on the movie channel.
Obviously.
And that means it's going to be, it's one that if I find the movie channel, it's going to be one of those things that it'll run a lot for about a month or two.
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to suck for her. She just hates that movie, and I'm sure she's looking through her movie channel. Oh, no. Like, oh, no. It's on again. All month.
Oh, she's got to regret being in that, you know. And once again, I think the movie's funny. But it's brutal.
And she also says it is definitely her least favorite movie she's ever done.
Did you see the interview with Matt Damon yesterday?
Yeah, parts of it,
It was excellent. I like that guy. He seems like a decent dude.
Yeah.
He's got a 15-year-old daughter, and they asked if his daughter, because my daughter doesn't even watch any of my movies. He mentioned a couple of the good, great movies he's been in, and she goes, my daughter messes with me. She doesn't want to watch any movie that I'm in that's good. Mm. And he goes, because she wants to mess with me. He goes, remember that movie you did called The Wall? And as he goes to his daughter, she's 15, it was a great wall. He goes, no, Dad, there was nothing great about that. and I thought about you and your kids and Todd's
Matt
kids
Damon.
And my kids. They don't care.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. And this is Matt Damon. His daughter refuses to watch any of his great movies. And he's in a lot of great movies.
He's Jason Bourne.
Thank you. And the new movie, he's getting Stillwater. He's getting,
it looks really good.
Yeah, everybody's loving
it does
that.
Does look. Right. Saving Private Ryan.
So she's watching his crap movies and just giving him crap about it.
Well, that's funny.
It is funny. Yeah. It's like when your kid saw you on America's Got Talent. Right. Said you told one joke.
You're a one joke wonder.
I hope he said something about you know the Great Wall bought us the Hawaii house.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Right, she's the only person watching Saving Private Ryan, hoping they don't find him.
They mentioned that she didn't see any of his good movies. That's hilarious.
Well, what freaked me out about that was he said There's starting to be people now that have never seen Good Will Hunting.
I know.
Like, it's so far back, it's an old movie.
97, right.
Oh, man.
Well, my favorite line in the whole interview was, when he shot Jason Bourne, the first one in 2002, they shot in Ukraine or somewhere, and none of his movies were released there. And he was a single man out in bars, and his buddy was there with him, and his buddy figured out that nobody knows who you are here. And he goes, you're no game Matt over here. Because he'd walk up like anybody else and girls would blow him off. Because nobody knew who he was.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.